皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 45 Swimsuit。Naomi-sensei, today is a rather difficult beginner lesson. Mm. ちょっと難しいですね。Mm. So we're going to get right in. Now, today's conversation is between...
Boyfriend と girlfriend, girlfriend.
So a couple is talking, and which means we're going to be using...
Casual, very casual Japanese.
And today's conversation takes place first at the home, and then they move on to the department store.
Oh.
So they're going to buy something.Now, we're a bit late with this lesson. Again, this kind of has a natsu theme to it, a summer theme to it, but it should work. So with that said, here we go.
It's hot, let's go to the beach next week.
いいね! Ah, 水着買わなくちゃ。これからデパートに買いに行こうよ。どっちの水着がいいかな。
俺はこっちのビキニの方がワンピースの水着より似合うと思うな。
じゃあビキニの方にする。1万円するけど買ってね。
ええー、俺が買うの。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
暑いから週末に海に行こうか。
いいね。あ、水着買わなくちゃ。これからデパートに買いに行こうよ。どっちの水着がいいかな。
俺はこっちのビキニの方がワンピースの水着より似合うと思うな。
じゃあ、ビキニの方にする。1万円するけど、買ってね。
俺が買うの。
今度は英語が入ります。
暑いから週末に海に行こうか。
It's hot. Do you want to go to the beach this weekend?
いいね。あ、水着買わなくちゃ。これからデパートに買いに行こうよ。
Sounds good. Oh, I have to buy a bathing suit. I'm gonna go to the department store right now.
どっちの水着がいいかな?
Huh. Which swimming suit do you think is better?
俺はこっちのビキニの方がワンピースの水着より似合うと思うな。
I think you look better in this bikini than you do in that one piece.
じゃあ、ビキニの方にする。1万円するけど、買ってね。
Okay then, I'll get the bikini.It costs 10,000 yen, but I want you to buy it.
俺が買うの?
What? I'm gonna buy it.
Naomi-sensei, この会話どうでしたか?
It's a bit off the topic, but I bet this Maki named one of their character.
okay.
Because the guy's name is the same as the last shogun of Edo period.
Really?
Yeah.
And that name is?
Yoshinobu. I'm not sure about the reading because many people have a different reading. So could be Yoshinobu, Keiki, or Yoshiki. I don't know.
Yeah, first names are one of the most difficult things to cover or understand in Japanese. So stop by, check out the PDF, and if you have any questions, leave us a post. There we'll have the answer. There we'll have the reading. okay, on to today's vocab. What do we have first?
週末
Weekend
週末週末
Followed by
水着
Bathing suit, swimsuit
水に水着
Now, the kanji for this word is quite interesting. It took me a really long time to get the reading for this because it's definitely, just took me a while. What do we have for this? The first character is?
水 Water.
And the second character?
Wear clothes.
Yeah.
Gi.
So, water wear. And this character, the second character, also means?
Chaku.
Which is?
Arrive.
Yeah. So, that's why, like, it took me quite a while to grasp this word. Mm. But if you think about it, water wear. Water wear, it makes a lot of sense.
Water arrival. だとちょっとわかんないもんね.
Yeah, you gotta go for the other meaning. Okay, next we have?
売り場.
A place where things are sold.
売り場. 売り場.
Can we have a sample sentence?
本売り場はどこですか?
Where is the place they're selling the books?
靴売り場はどこですか?
Where is the place they're selling shoes? Or where is the shoe market? Where is the book market? Again, depending. An 売り場 can be a place designated, a big area designated for selling one thing, or it can be a small area designated for selling something inside a department store. So there are kind of many things, many ways to use this word, 売り場. Finally, we have
似合う.
To suit, to match.
似合う. 似合う.
Sample sentence, please.
このワンピースが似合うよ.
This one-piece bathing suit suits you. Looks good on you.
でも, in Japanese, one piece has two meanings. One is one-piece swimming suit, one-piece bathing suit. And another meaning is one-piece dress.
And the third meaning is the comic.
Ah!
It's that popular, One Piece.
本当? Ah,
in Japan, yeah.
そうね。
Okay, let's take a look at some of the things in today's conversation. First thing we want to look at is the second line.
あ、水着買わなくちゃ。これからデパートに買いに行こうよ。
Ah, I have to buy a bathing suit. Let's go to the department store to buy one now. So what we want to look at is the first line. Can we have it one more time?
あ、水着買わなくちゃ。
Ah, I have to buy a bathing suit. So let's take a look at this part by part. First we have
あ。
Interjection. Person realizes something. あ。
水着
Bathing suit
買わなくちゃ
I have to buy Now this 買わなくちゃ is actually a shortened version of
なくては
The naku stays the same but the tewa becomes
ちゃ
Now what comes after this is inferred, right?
はい、そうですね Right
So what is inferred after this?
買わなくてはダメです買わなくてはいけません
It can't become, it can't go, it can't happen that this thing doesn't happen.
そうです。
Did that make sense?
to me, yes.
So it's a roundabout way of saying have to, must.
そうですね。
So in this case we have?
買わなくちゃ。
I have to buy it.
そうです。
Let's take a look at how to form this. We need the negative stem. In the case of 食べる, this would be?
食べない。
Then we drop the E, so we're left with?
食べな.
This is the negative stem. Then we attach?
食っちゃ.
To get?
食べなくちゃ.
Which is a shortened form of?
食べなくてはいけません.
So I have to eat this.
野菜食べなくちゃ.
So I have to eat the vegetables.
そうですね.
So this expression you wind up using a lot when you speak to yourself.
そうだと思います. Depends on the intonation.
So that's how we wind up with this shortened version. So, I have to. For example, if I have to eat.
食べなくちゃ.
If I have to go to school.
学校行かなくちゃ.
If I have to go to work.
仕事行かなくちゃ.
So you get the pattern, this なくちゃ. I have to do something. And here, it's the bathing suit that has to be bought. Okay, on to the next line. Here, they just arrived at the department store. And it seems that the female speaker has found two suits she likes. Because we can tell this from the question, which is?
どっちの水着がいいかな?
I wonder which bathing suit is better. First we have?
どっち?
Which is a shortened version of?
どちら?
So, which of these? Followed by?
の
Possessive?
水着
Bathing suits. Which of these bathing suits?
が
Marks the subject, the bathing suit?
E.
Good.
かな?
I wonder. Which of these bathing suits good, I wonder, is what we have literally. But of course, I wonder which of these bathing suits is good. Next line we have?
俺はこっちのビキニの方がワンピースの水着より似合うと思うな。
Me? I think this bikini suits you better than that one-piece bathing suit. All right, lots of explaining to do in here. First we have
俺は
very masculine way to refer to oneself for male speakers. Followed by
こっちの
this here. こっち is short for こちら, which is this direction. So this direction here's
bikini.
Bikini.
の方が
Okay, so we stop there. This bikini, and then we come to our focal point of the lesson. の方が. So this の方が is, think of it as a set phrase. Okay, because what precedes 方が is a noun, we need the の. So that's all that this の is doing here. It's not possessive or anything, just part of the grammatical structure. Followed by?
One piece の.
One piece?
水着.
Bathing suit.
より.
Then.
似合う.
Suits.
と思う.
I think.
な.
And just adding a bit of emphasis. So the actual subject suits her. So here he only says suits, not suit you. But of course that's inferred because she was wondering and she wanted some feedback. And this was kind of understood by her saying かな. So he's giving feedback about what he thinks about her. He thinks that the bikini suits her better than the one-piece bathing suit. Now, I want to kind of go through this sentence because sometimes in Japanese, things can get really, really confusing. And somebody taught me a trick once. I don't know if this is going to work for you, and hopefully it doesn't confuse you more, but I'd just like to point this out to you. Let's just take a look at the first part one more time. 俺は.
俺は.
What I like to do here is stop. This is a topic. So it's kind of like if you started in English. Me? So you're introducing the topic, and then you stop there. So we all know we're talking about me. So you kind of stop there. Then what you want to do is jump to the end and find the verb.
思う.
So think. So who's thinking here? Since there's no other subject or no ga in here, the person introduced with the topic marking particle is the one thinking. So me, literally jump to the end, think. Me think. Me, I think. And then come back to the first part.
こっちのビキニの方が.
This bikini is
One piece の水着より.
The one piece bathing suit then
似合う.
Suits you. So me, I think that this bikini, then that one piece suits you. And we're going to take a little bit further, and I just got to go back and correct that. There is a ga in there, but it's part of that structure, ho ga. Now, next thing we'll take a look at here is the yori. Now, this yori, how can we say, marks the thing that
is compared.
Marking the thing that's compared.
例えば, アメリカの方がイギリスより大きい.
The U.S. is bigger than England. Literally, we have the U.S., England, then bigger. So it's a very rudimentary way of looking at it, but U.S. is England, then bigger.
アメリカの方がイギリスより大きい.
Now, this is quite a tough topic to tackle. So we're going to have to stop here. If you have any questions, please, today, feel free to come by the message board. Again, inside the PDF, much more detailed explanation of what we covered today. So, that's going to do for today.
じゃ、また!
いいね。あ、水着買わなくちゃ。これからデパートに買いに行こうよ。
どっちの水着がいいかな。俺はこっちのビキニの方がワンピースの水着より似合うと思うな。
じゃあビキニの方にする。1万円するけど買ってね。
俺が買うの。